Amy, we've got a bunch of little nieces and nephews between us, but we've also got a catch-all gift that all of our siblings love for their newborns.
You're totally right, and it's Pampers Swaddlers, because Pampers Swaddlers wick wetness away to keep babies drier and subsequently parents happier.
Pampers Swaddlers absorb wetness better versus the leading value brand and provide up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation.
Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex.
Now you can try Swaddlers with new Pampers-free and gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. These wipes won't tear. In fact, they grip mess, shall we say, more firmly and clean better, leaving baby skin dry, soft, and smooth.
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. Redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers Cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Charlene, who says, I have a 4-year-old, 5 next month, and a 1-year-old. My older one refuses all activities unless my husband, who is working from home these days, or I do it with him. This has been a thing with him for a while, so it's not just a response to, quote, quarantine life, unquote, but it's way harder to deal with all day, every day. I know he would work on his own at school, so it's extra frustrating to me that he won't do the same here. I've tried creating some structure to our days so he knows what to expect and be more engaged, and when he's expected to work or play on his own, but he still resists. I'm trying to not beat myself up with mommy guilt. These are crazy times for all of us, and we're doing the best we can, but I still worry that the time I do spend with him is completely overshadowed by the times I have to say no. Okay, Charlene, here's the thing. I would take the guilt factor out of this. I think it is very easy to say to ourselves, oh no, I am hurting my child because they want to play and I am saying no. And a good mom would say yes. And so I am a bad mom because I'm saying no. I would reframe it because I think you're actually a great mom for saying no sometimes. Learning to entertain yourself is an incredibly important life skill that your child needs to develop. And for some kids, and I'm speaking for myself because I have some of these kids, it's a lot harder than for other kids. And so I think you're on the right track with structure, but I would try to lean in and make that structure more absolute. And I am going to point you to my favorite household prop, the whiteboard. I would put a whiteboard up and say playtimes with mom and dad and make sure those are clearly marked, and then playtimes without mom and dad. And then really force those times, and those times become more absolute. And I think you can add into this, 4 is borderline young for this, but I've been doing it a lot with my kids. I know you're frustrated. This is what's going on. This is a really difficult time when mommy and daddy have to try to do their jobs from home while taking care of you, while making your meals and trying to help you with your schooling. And so it's a lot on all of us. So we all have to step up and be part of the team. And I think even for a younger kid, that is something that you keep reinforcing. And then you set these parameters up as playtime with mom and dad, playtime by yourself, and those become non-negotiable. Because I think one of the problems you're having is that this debate is going on all day. And if you set really firm structures around it, it's going to help. And so for the 1 hour that you are playing, you are completely all in. What do you want to do? What are we going to play? Okay, we're up, we're running around, we're doing that thing. It doesn't have to be an hour. I know some people roll their eyes and like, oh, I can't play with my kid for an hour. But for whatever time it is, you're all in with that kid. And then when they come to you, you say, oh, I know you're frustrated, but look at the whiteboard. You have 2 hours of playing by yourself. Here are 3 activities I would suggest. Otherwise, find something else. Make sure you know you're watching them. They're safe. They're somewhere, you know, if you can set up somewhere to work where you can basically see where they are. But then the complaining has to stop. So if they come in, it's not that time. And you just completely blank face it. You don't get into a debate about, mommy would love to play with you, but she has to work, but blah, 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 blah. And I am speaking from experience. We're having a lot of this same problem at our house where the kids, dad, come on and play with us. No, dad's doing something else right now. He will be out at 3:30. Oh, but Dad, we need you. I said 3:30. That is when he will be out. Please do not speak to us about it again. And so the structure around these times just becomes much stricter. And I have found in my own house that what is on the other side of, because I have found this time very useful for me in terms of, but if I don't give the kids something to do, they just fight with each other. Guess what? They fight with each other for a half an hour. I have stopped intervening unless I hear physical violence so they can yell at each other, call each other dumb. Normally I would be storming up the stairs. Don't you dare say that to your brother. I let it go. And on the other side of that, they work it out. There is something on the other side of that complaining about how you need to play with him. Charlene, I hope that helps. Shoot us a note on our Facebook group and let me know how it's going. And if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Stay well, guys.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us